The heat wave continues. Temps hover around 100. It's so hot, it's hard to imagine not having air conditioning, especially at the State House. But Central Air is actually a relatively recent addition to the Wisconsin Capitol building.
I personally will take credit for pushing the air conditioning. I pushed it for almost 20 years before it was successful.
Wisconsin's longest-serving legislator, Senator Fred Risser, says there was simply too much opposition to installing AC, mostly due to the cost. Longtime reporter Steve Walter started working at the Capitol in 1988 with the Milwaukee Sentinel.
Normally, this marble, as you can feel today, it's cold, it's cool, but on raging hot days like today, there would come a time when even the marble would heat up. And because the Capitol press room faces to the west, about 2:30 to 4 o'clock, that's when it gets hottest, there would be times when it would be both unlivable and you just couldn't work there.
Walter says there were many days when it was easily 90 degrees in the press room, combined with suits, pantyhose, and the robes worn by Supreme Court justices. That beautiful building became unbearable.
Pre-air conditioning, there were days where I really didn't want to come here and cover a super long hearing or Supreme Court arguments. We're very grateful for air conditioning now.
It wasn't just about being comfortable. The heat and humidity were bad for the building's contents, especially furniture and artwork. Senator Risser is chairman of the State Capitol and Executive Residence Board, or SCRB. He's been pushing for AC as far back as the early 1970s, but then Governor Tommy Thompson had adamantly opposed the idea, but eventually gave in, saying at the time, "I have acquiesced." A 12-year, $160 million renovation project starting in 1988 eventually incorporated air handling units into the building, wing by wing. Risser says it's worth the cost.
I can tell you that the productivity more or less, more than pays for the cost of the air conditioning. You can't work in 100-degree weather unless you have air conditioning, or if you do that work, it isn't very, very productive or very good.
The cooler air has made it possible for the legislature and state employees in the Capitol to continue functioning in this type of extreme weather. The AC was fully completed in December of 2000. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.